Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nick Costos also this hour will get you set for Week 15 in the NFL. Perfect parlay pick segment coming up at 1:20. So plenty to do here, BT, on our final show together.
Yes, there is. Yes, there's a little different slant here to the Power Up. It's going to be our... I just want to clarify. Yep. It's going to be our top moments, BT and Sal.
Your favorite moments.
Of the show. Yeah. Of you and I together. Yeah. Yes. It's going to be awesome. I got a long list to draw from. We'll keep getting the calls. We'll have a little fun. Take you up until 2. Later on, we'll tell you about the special event that we have. Yep. We'll tell you about that again that we have with Aaron Boone coming up in a couple of weeks in January. So, let's finish strong. Let's do it.
Let's get back to the phones. 888-808-1019. Alex is calling from Lynbrook. What's up, Alex?
Oh, hi, guys. Let me just say this before I start crying. I want to thank you guys for being my two best friends on the radio. You really did help me get through my days.
Thank you, Alex.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And we felt it too, man. Thank you, Al.
Yeah. My question is, I'm really interested about the three rookie pitchers they brought up last year.
Yep, Tonks,
so
Brute.
It was up to you. What would you do with them? Would you have them in the starting lineup or in the bullpen?
Yeah.
Or send them back to the minors.
This one's very easy for me. First of all, I want to see how they look in spring training. Nobody outside of McLain is assured a starting spot. All right, with that. McLain's different. He's the real deal. Tong absolutely needs more seasoning. I think he needs more emotional seasoning, as we saw him break down, which I didn't mock him for that, but he's not really ready yet. And
yeah, he was too young.
Thrust into a very unfair situation, and thank you for the call there, Alex. So to me, McLain is absolutely in the rotation no matter what. I think Tong is in the minors no matter what. And Sproat, depending upon what they do addition-wise the next month or so, he's got a puncher's chance to be at the back end of the rotation, but I don't think he should be, because if he is, that means I don't think they did enough now.
BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Kerry is in Sayreville, New Jersey. What's up, Kerry?
Kerry!
Hey, guys. I want to thank you for being a part of my day every single day, whether it's 5 minutes when I get in my car or hours and I'll listen to your whole show. But you guys made me, and I love the fact that you let this girl, crazy girl, come on the air and just vent about the Knicks all the time. So I want to thank you for that. And also, I got to shoot my shot one last time and just make sure you guys know you're always welcome to come to a Knick game with me whenever you want. Just say the word. And
look at her.
BT and Sal, you guys can come to the game anytime you want.
That's awesome.
We love that, Kerry.
You guys are such a big part of my day, and I'll follow you wherever you guys go, wherever your next adventure begins. But I'll be there at your show at Count Basie. It's
nice.
Right around the corner from me.
Oh, nice.
And I'm
Kara, real quick. Kara, hold on, Kara. By the way, you feel good about our Knicks? Come on.
Yes and no. I mean, we need a little more defense, but I will say, I don't want to win this cup. This cup means absolutely nothing to me. I want to come home and not be in Vegas and just get these guys healthy and get things on track. But, okay. I mean, skeptical because I'm a Knicks fan, and you understand that. You're a Jets fan, so you get it. I'm not getting too high, and I'm not getting too low.
Yeah.
Just even keel. But pick a game. DC, it would be an honor to have you come sit with me for any game. Tommy knows. He's come with me before. I'm a little crazy. I'm a little wild, and I yell a lot.
Well, we like crazy and wild. Time. Crazy and wild's good. Nothing wrong with crazy. Without crazy and wild, I mean, life's boring. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie. We appreciate your support.
You guys.
Love you, too.
Yes.
Been a supporter for a long time.
Thank you very much.
And just for the record, she was chasing me down way before Loogie started jumping in, because I said, no, Loogie jumped in.
And then I saw her and Loogie after one of the playoff games.
Oh, I remember that. Didn't you guys shoot a video?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We ended up meeting up somehow after the game, and then Carrie was the one who, I think, filmed it for Loogie and I. Was that last year already?
Jeez. Yeah, I think it was last year.
Anyway, so Carrie, very nice to offer. And we appreciate your support listening to the show and obviously calling the show as well. I was seeing a report yesterday with the Knicks. Big Nick Energy, who you know we're friends with.
Oh, I know. Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, I follow him.
They're in touch with a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And there was a report saying, and I'll read it word for word, Pelicans and Knicks are in negotiations involving Jose Alvarado. If an agreement is reached, a deal is expected to be finalized shortly after the NBA trade window opens on December 15th. I mean, you know, who knows if it's going to be a significant difference maker, but maybe that adding Alvarado and what he's been able to do with the Pelicans, bring him here. Right, he's from here. Isn't he from here, Alvarado? I thought he was born in New York.
Yeah, he's small, man. I remember watching him in college. As a matter of fact, I think I did one of his games against St. John's. I think I saw him in person somewhere along the way.
Fiery guy.
A lot
though.
Of respect.
Yeah.
Plays the game. Like the way he's listed at 6 feet, I don't think there's any
he's
way
he's from
six
Brooklyn.
Feet. Yeah, he is. And Georgia Tech. And I think he played at another school as well. Maybe Miami. I think it was Miami and Georgia Tech. And he is a scrapper, man. I'm all for it. I'd have to look at his contract. I don't think it's incredibly exorbitant, but he would fit the culture. He's a pit bull, because if he wasn't, he wouldn't have made the NBA.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Oh, look who it is, Frank the Chef from Rails. How are you, Frank?
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
We're getting ready for another terrific Giants performance on Sunday, huh, Frank?
I'm wondering, trying to figure out if I sit on the couch and waste 3 hours watching the game, or it's going to be like a JV game.
At least you got your quarterback, Jackson Dart, and a head coach or an interim head coach who likes...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a curse.
Yeah, but I'm calling in today because it's a sad day in New York radio sports talk. I'm really sad to see you guys go. I'm glad that we've become friendly, and not too happy about it. You guys are true gentlemen. Really love listening to you every day. I'm not going to miss you because I know I'm going to see you guys, and you're definitely destined for bigger, better things. You're two true professionals, so I really did appreciate listening to you guys for the last 2 years.
Well, Frank, thank you very much for the kind words. We appreciate that very much. And yes, we'll be seeing you soon at Rails. Hopefully, we get to set something up there. BT,
go out there. I haven't been there. You go there more than me.
I haven't been. I picked up dessert for Thanksgiving was the last time. I haven't sat in there in a while.
Okay, so
but Frank is always a nice guy. He listens to the station all the time. Huge Giants fan.
Massive FAN fan.
Yankees fan. His girlfriend's a Mets fan. They watch SNY as well. So yeah, great people.
I've met him even before we went to dinner with Hoff and Castillo a year ago. That was great.
Yes, right. That's right.
That was phenomenal. But I had met him before that where I was at a 40th birthday party for a good friend of ours in town. And you had already gone to Rails and met him. And yeah, as soon as I met him, I'm like, this guy's energy. He's like real sports fan, real dude. And he was a big supporter of the show. Just a great guy. So, Frank, we'll definitely be seeing you. No question about it.
Man. Yeah, and I'm sure no matter where I am, he's going to be hitting me up with the text about the Giants. Oh, God. The Giants, please. I just can't wait till they get this thing turned around. We can't take it anymore. Shane is still here. Kafka doesn't know what he's doing. They seem to be a mess. Everybody's hurt. Everybody's complaining. End the season. Restart it up. Hire a new general manager, new head coach. We'll see what happens. You know, with ownership, obviously we wish the best for Mr. Mara and his health and the Amen. Battle that he's going through.
Amen.
But we need to see a successful Giants team, please.
You know, that's one of the regrets of the show. We never had any real flicker from the football teams, man. Even when I was here with Teak, like, it's just, you know, it's these football teams are just, good God, they'll drive you nuts. Now, the one thing about the Giants, unlike the Jets, you know, and I'm more bullish on them moving forward because I think Jackson Dart's phenomenal. I close my eyes. I know everybody thinks he's interesting, and some think he's, you know, as good as I do. You are maybe a half a step short of where I am, but if he stays healthy, it's a big if, give it a style. I close my eyes, and I just see Jackson Dart rolling out, you know, making throws on the road at MetLife in January, wild card games, divisional games, and if the Giants could ever get their act together organizationally, maybe beyond that. So while it's been a rough run with the Giants for Frank and for us on the air, they got the quarterback. Jackson Dart's the man. I love him.
WFAN NFL football powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Speaking of the Giants, Brett is on Long Island. Brett?
No, it didn't start so good. You banned me from your overnight show. Then you told me I can't listen to your show. But then you came to your senses. You let me back on. You realized Daniel Jones was the real deal and that the Falcons sucked. So we made up. But in all seriousness, man, I just want to say, you know, I wish the best to both of you guys. It's all in good fun at the end of the day. And Sal, you can buy me a Surfside. I know you make a ton of money.
Surfside's on me next time we hang out, Brett. Next time I see you at one of these events. And thank you for your calls all through the years on the overnight. You know, people think, I don't know if you know this, BT, but Brett and I used to really get into it. And then I guess he would get into it with McMonagle more recently as well. But
he's a bit of an antagonist.
Yeah, but
Brett.
But I like that.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, you like Brett? No, I love that he brought that energy and that passion. So those debates, while it may have seemed contentious, that to me is what sports talk debates are all about. I want his passion, and I want to vehemently disagree with him. To me, it would be boring if it's just like, yeah, you know what, Brett, I agree. Thanks for the call.
Oh, God.
You can with some people, but with him, he was such a Giants homer and such a Daniel Jones believer that we always had some fiery debates at, you know, 4:30 in the morning. So
shut up!
Yeah.
I'm the pro. Shut up.
Oh, God. Right.
Listen, that this is...
I quit.
Oh, yes, I've heard. I remember hearing the morning show play. I'm like, oh, I'm
getting ready. I quit.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
I remember hearing this, and when we were trying to figure out, you know, who I was going to work with when Deke was leaving. Now, again, you and I knew each other a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing these drops and these guys playing the stuff, the audio from some of the night calls on the morning show. I'm like, oh, boy. I mean,
this guy's a lunatic.
Between me and between this, it's going to be interesting. And it worked out great. It worked out great. We'd still be here. But I'm kind of messed around. It worked out phenomenally. But hold on a second. I got to go back to something that Brett just said. Because only you could try to drop this edict. And unless he either misspoke or you are crazier than I thought. So he just said Sal banned me from calling.
Probably.
Okay. No, that's fine. He also said you banned him from listening.
Yeah, in one of my rants.
How do you enforce that?
Because in one of my, you don't. In one of my rants, I probably said, you're banned from calling, and I don't even want you to listen. You're banned from one of those deals.
I figured it was something kind of rooted in, you know, tongue-in-cheek a little bit, but I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no.
Shut your mouth, you idiot. Get lost.
I'm not dealing with this. Frank is calling from White Plains. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Sal, I'm one of the guys, too, that I call you all the time at night when it used to be. And, you know, I hope you guys know they're against hunting, but I used to go early in the morning hunting and driving, and I would call you all the time, you know?
What are you hunting? What kind of game are we hunting here?
I was hunting for deer. I started, but, you know, that's my sport, you know, but now...
I could have one last night with my car. Time.
Oh,
yeah.
You almost had one?
I could have had one if I wanted to, but I laid off.
And saw way to show restraint, Sal, and not kill something. Good job, buddy.
Well, it's better than Frank.
That's true. Hey, Frank, hold on, Frank. Do you use a gun or do you use an arrow?
No, I use a gun.
Okay, just curious. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Okay, Frank.
I want to say that I such appreciate about both of you guys, and I hope... Somewhere we go again and listen to you on the radio station because all day that you are, I mean, part of that you are on the radio, you really make my day every single day. You know, I have a great time to listen to you, to talk to you, and you're the greatest guys, okay?
Well, thank you, Frank. We appreciate that very much.
And I want to say something about David Stern. David Stern to go and break up the team like this, he broke the team when he signed Montas and all these pitchers. How many games Montas pitched last year?
That was a horrible signing. Horrible.
$37 million. He's the one who caused these problems with the pitching and everything. Only guy he could resign or get him out of the mess is himself. Because he really, Pete Alonso is a great Met. Is the original Met, much as that, you remember, Sal, how bad I was with Wolpons calling you every single night. And what happened is, Wolpons, they never let David Wright write. They squeeze it somehow, they give him contract, they keep him to original Met, and they let Pete Alonso for nothing. Even Steve Cohen, he should listen to him.
Frank, you gotta trust the guys that are in charge. And thank you for your calls and for your listenership over the years. We appreciate your passion and your loyalty. So thank you for that. But you gotta trust the guys that are in charge to be able to make these decisions. I understand it's hard, but they won 83 games. It wasn't good enough. And odds are, and we said this at the time too, BT, right after the year, odds are all four of those guys that produced high levels, Soto, Alonso, Nimmo, Lindor, they will not do that again. The odds are saying that there's no way all four of them together would have produced those numbers. And even if they did, it still wasn't good enough. So
it wasn't.
I'm sorry. I think this is the right way to go.
No, I do too. We fit this. We flushed through it enough. I'm with you. Now I want to see what's next and all the other things that we've said. But Frank brought up, you know, the David Wright angle. I mean, Frank, I got news for you. It's a very simple answer. David Wright's just better than Pete Alonso, period. He's a better baseball player. There wasn't a deficiency in David Wright's game. Now, I'm talking about outside of the back injury. He could run. He could throw. He could catch. His power. Phenomenal leader.
Captain,
gritty.
Exactly.
You know how much I love David Wright. To me, that's just a ball. David Wright came from the baseball laboratory, the baseball factory. Pete came, and it's not a diss. This is just to differentiate between the two. Pete came from the baseball power factory. And I would say this much. Like, if you had prime David Wright and prime Alonso, and Pete's still in his prime, and you had every talent evaluator, and they were at a baseball camp, and every evaluator had the chance to sign one or the other, I believe, honestly, that everyone would sign David Wright.
BT and Sal on the Fan. You ready? Little baseball cards.
I got them here. I am ready to pull some packs. I'm hopefully ready to win.
I don't know if I have it in me today to take you down.
Well, I'll tell you.
I hate to go out a loser, but.
Well, I mean, we're going out no matter what. We're not going out on top, that's for sure. That's the show. Hey, listen, you know, I can't lose to you here. I can't go out a loser with this.
And I want to say one thing. No matter who, and I've said this to you, I don't know if I said this on the air or off the air. No matter who we would have been paired with if we weren't put together or whatever it may be, And this was my idea with the baseball cards to bring that on. There is nobody that would have been a better partner to do this game with. It would have never have worked with anybody else. As great as everybody else is on the station or in other areas that I work with, mm-hmm. there's only one person that would have made this card game work, and that is you. So me and you doing this together, I think that's what made it fun.
Amen. I got a couple things I'll say for the end of the show about you, but yes, I will take that compliment, and I will say, same about you. If I give you said, hey, pick some guy at the station to do it, you'd be my guy. Because you really would. There's no doubt. I mean, it's been fun. Now you're going to get your ass kicked.
Now it's on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.